Mighty to save, Isaiah 63, verse 1. By the words to save, we understand all of salvation, from the first illuminations of prevenient grace to supernatural regeneration, through a life of good works to the blessed hope. Every bit is by God's grace and mercy. Christ is not only mighty to save those who repent, he's the one who enables them to repent. He not only keeps saints on the narrow way, he's the one who enabled them to have saving faith in the first place. Grace is absolutely necessary for sinners and saints in every aspect of salvation. From the common grace of in him we live and move and have our being, Acts 17:28, to the saving grace of he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ, Philippians 1:6. God knew you before time began. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. Romans 8:29-30. This is the package deal of salvation. Are you worried about loved ones? Don't stop praying to God on their behalf. Christ is mighty to save. You are powerless to change them. But he who did not spare his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Romans 8:32. Are you weak in yourself? It's good that you know it. The Apostle Paul learned the secret to experiencing the power of Christ when the Lord told him, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me." 2 Corinthians 12:9. Isn't it wonderful to be on the winning side?